For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but he did ask a lawyer during an interview, "Why would I take it off the table?" That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think?" And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
What do Americans see as the biggest threat to the U.S. economy? USA's Chris Barnes has the answers to a new survey.
43% of the Americans surveyed said that the current political climate in Washington is the biggest threat to the U.S. economy over the next 6 months. According to that new Bankrate.com survey, it's nearly five times more than the next highest threat, which is terrorism, which comes in at 9%. 8% said they feel rising interest rates are the greatest economic threat, with 7% worried about overseas economic instability. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tainted romaine lettuce that was linked to an E. coli outbreak has been narrowed to six California counties: Monterey, San Benito, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, and Ventura. Working with the CDC, the FDA says only romaine lettuce harvested from those six counties should be avoided. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The president is angered at General Motors, and one economist believes he has the right to be, as we hear from USA's Tim Berg.
GM announced that they would be closing several plants in the United States and Canada and slash 15% of its salaried workforce. President Trump was not too happy and tweeted that he'd like to maybe pull some of the subsidies that GM is receiving from the U.S. taxpayers. Economist Peter Morici on Fox News talks about why GM, in his opinion, is having to close these plants.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be selling cars in China that are made here. Now, the president has to open up the Chinese market, and, you know, I guess that's the next stage. But abandoning the American worker, she says that Americans aren't buying sedans. Do you see Toyota getting out of the sedan business? They make money on sedans. They know how to make sedans well. The problem with Ms. Barra is she has a company that doesn't make competitive sedans. And to blame the president, or to say that some far-off notion like electric cars and electric vehicles is going to be where the future is, that's true. But, you know, we're not going to be switching out of the internal combustion engine or abandoning sedans anytime soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 617 points, 2.5% to 25,366. The index having its best 3 days since 2016. The NASDAQ was up 208 and the S&P 500 added 61 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.